The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California.
No.
Sorry. Cover your eyes,
children. Hang on. Let me do the damn intro. Go! Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Gunslingers right here on K
R L A
and
K T. Oh goodness, I forgot.
Yes, we started up correct and ready.
KCBQ in San Diego.
Are we also and we're also in Phoenix.
Oh, well, that's all starting up.
KKNT, the Patriot,
and KTIE in San Bernardino. All right.
And for the second hour, San Bernardino kicks in.
All right,
because apparently they have a show on from 7 to 8 right now that we can't get rid of. Yet.
They'll come around. You know they'll come around.
Yeah, I'll go out and I'll make them an offer they better not refuse, and that'll be the end of that. But anyway, welcome to Gunslingers. I am Jeff Gunslinger, owner of Gunslinger's Gun Shop, Gunslinger Auctions, Gunslinger this, that, and the other, and then this silly-ass radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Where we talk nothing but fun with firearms and...
Boy, did we have some fun with firearms last week.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Of course, Mark went out to a shooting match this weekend, so we do practice what we preach.
But absolutely.
The show is basically fun with guns and trying to stay out of politics, which is completely impossible because, A, we're in California, where politics follows everything, including rocks.
That's why they're ticks, because they stick to it.
They won't leave us alone.
Wait till you hear what dropped the other day.
Yeah. Oh, would this be having something to do with every year like clockwork?
This is something to do with all guns must be. I'll just leave it at that. In California.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Rick will cover that. We have Rick from the CRPA. That's the California Rifle and Pistol Association. He comes on and he covers the politics for us here in California, coming out of excremento.
He might have to run a little long today. He's got a lot to talk about.
There is, because a whole bunch
this
of
ain't
stuff.
A good story.
And none of it will start really forming until after the elections.
Of course.
Because, nobody wants to get caught with their pants down twice. Well, unless you're the vice president.
Anyway, it's two tonight. Gee.
Yeah, I tell you what, Mikey, I got you back. What do you think of that?
You know what my mama used to say? You don't want people to talk trash about you? Don't do trash.
There you go. So anyway, this is a live show. As Leon always says, it's not an infomercial. It's a CS show, not a BS show. That's customer service. So if you guys got any phone calls, any questions, feel free. Give us a call.
866-870-5752. One more time, a little slower. Let me do it for you. 866-870-5752.
And hopefully, I talked to him this morning, hopefully we'll get a call from Leon.
Hey, that'd be nice.
In fact, you guys ready for this? On New Year's Eve, both of these knuckleheads couldn't be here, so I had to do the show alone, which was rough because, who do I talk to? Because we didn't expect any phone calls. It was New Year's Eve. So I... I made a help call to Leon, and he came in, and we did the Motorman Gunslinger show.
Oh, yeah.
The Motorslinger.
Yeah, the Motorslinger, and had a great time. It was a good show, man. It was so much fun that we've decided that we're going to do it again next month.
I love it. Cannot wait.
I'm not sure what date yet. Like I said, I talked to Leon this morning, and he said that he was going to check his schedule, and one day next month, we're going to do it again. We're going to have Leon on. You guys can call in. But, and this is a big but.
Oh, I love it.
Like Bertha Butt. Okay. Remember Bertha Butt Boogie?
Big Bertha.
Okay. If you guys call in and want to talk to Leon, love it. But, again, but. Make sure you tell him how much you appreciate him before you ask about stupid car questions.
And how much you miss him.
And all that. That's the only thing that tweaked me is it was like, Leon, thank you so much for 43 years of being on the air and helping millions of people.
Generations. It's,
hey, Leon, my radio doesn't work.
It's a little, they're calling in for advice.
Yeah, show a little respect. Do that, absolutely. But first, tell him thank you for all that he's done. I mean, this show wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, because as I've said a million times, I basically took his show, added guns, and here we are. So, you know, obviously the formula still works. Okay, so there's that. And now yesterday was auction day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a day. Holy cow.
A long one it was.
Yeah, we had a big crowd. It was really nice to get so many people. And, you know, this is L.A., so what is L.A. known for when it comes to crowds? Everybody leaves early.
Yeah.
Not so much.
No, because you know what? We had a lot going on throughout it.
Yep.
People did not want to leave.
Well, yeah, because the computer kept crashing, so that was always fun.
Thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah. You know, I don't understand it. We bought a couple of brand new laptops and they were in our system yesterday, and still we lose, you know, the internet connection to Proxybid. It went down two or three times during the thing. And, you know, we've always got our little things that we do, and right. And you know, and we went through all of them about four or five times. I had to sing the "Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back in the," I did that whole
hey,
thing.
Hey, Jeff. And, huh. Tell a joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Which he's on the phone. So, well, hey, Richard, this is for you. So somebody yelled out, hey, tell a joke. In fact, like I said, it was my friend Phil. And he yelled out, tell a joke. And, you know, when you're put on a spot and you're in front of hundreds of people,
right.
You're trying to think, oh, boy, what a joke. I already did the zoo joke, which I don't think I can say on the air. And somebody yelled out, call Richard.
You're a celebrity, Richard.
I tell you what. In fact, let's get him on the air since he's there. Richard, how are you?
Hey, you gold-plated gunslinger.
Oh, look at our local
after
celebrity.
Yesterday, I'm not going to argue with you. What?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, Richard?
Well, I want to know, when did they start using rifling in barrels?
We've covered this.
We did cover that. Yeah. It goes back almost 500 years.
Yeah, it's quite a while ago. And, of course, you know, the reason is to – when you shoot a round ball out of a smooth bore, it's kind of like the knuckleball effect. It's
absolutely throwing a knuckleball.
So after about 50 yards maybe
– it doesn't have to be 50 yards.
Yeah.
Pretty much as soon as it leaves the bore, it's going to do whatever it wants.
Yeah, it kind of goes wherever and whenever. And so they – added this rifling to make it spin like a football, and that kept it on a more straight trajectory.
It drills a nice hole through the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Archers have been doing that for centuries.
Yeah, so that was the whole point of that. But it's been around for quite a while. Yeah. Quite a while now. So anyway, you got a joke for us, Richard? You should have been here yesterday. People were asking for it.
They were wanting it.
Send us a handbook.
I wish I was there. Hey, you know Romeo and Juliet. Do you know what kind of fruit they would stay away from?
What kind of fruit?
What kind of fruit?
No, wow, you got stumped.
Yeah, what is it?
They'd stay away from cantaloupe.
Oh.
Cantaloupe.
Oh, my God. If we didn't come up with that one, they would have made a peach of a pear, too.
Oh, wow. We are reaching
Friar Lawrence just spun in his grave. All right, Richard, thanks, and we'll talk to you next week.
That's good.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye. Hey, you know what? Because we're going to go to Rick from the CRPA in the next segment, we got Pete in Sylmar.
Get him in.
Yeah, Pete, what can we do for you?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just calling to see if you guys know what the status is of that registration fee that the state of California wants to put on all our firearms is.
Well, if you're talking about the annual one, we'll get into that next with Rick from the CRPA. I kind of hinted at that earlier. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming down the pike, and it all stinks. So we will get into that in the next segment, okay? I don't want to take away. Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from Rick's.
We're not real impressed with it. This is going to come as a great shock to you. We are not real impressed with the idea.
But we will cover that in the next segment. All right.
Stay tuned.
Great.
Okie doke. Thanks for the call. Okay, that opens up just about every line. But again, folks, the next segment was pretty much going to be Rick from the CRPA. But after that, give us a call.
That's going to be 866-870-5752. One more time, 866-870-5752. Zero. Jeez, what happened? KRLA.
There you go. You got questions about guns. You got questions about ammo. You got questions about the laws.
You got questions about the auction.
Or paperwork. Yeah, you got questions about auction. Feel free. Give
us
a call.
Let us know you were there.
Yep.
Yeah, one more time, it's going to be 866-870-5752.
All right, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on
KRLA.
And a whole bunch of other stations.
Whole bunch of them.
We'll be back right after this. Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslingers Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslingers has huge gun auctions several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, Gunslinger Auctions. .com.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, I keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back to my baby tonight. Blue moon, I keep shining bright.
I need echo, man.
I'm saying blue moon of Kentucky, won't you keep on shining?
Well, in a voice, after yesterday, I don't have much of
right.
Really?
Well, go figure. Welcome back, everybody, to the Gunslingers, right here on...
The Gunslinger Radio Network.
That sounds excellent. All right. As promised, let's get to Rick from the CRPA. Rick, how are you?
What a week.
What a
week. Anything happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Anything didn't happen?
Mm. Boy.
No, not really.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, this is not a good week. We went into this week. I had warned people that the bills were going to drop, and I'm going to say a couple things up at the front. I started getting calls the moment the bills drop because we get a bunch of people that jump on YouTube and go off a little half-baked and say, hey, this is dropped, and no one's doing about it. I literally, when this big bill, 1160, came down, I had people call me at 8 o'clock in the morning and go, why aren't you fighting this? Mm. It literally came live at 6 a.m. in the morning, and we can't testify it until the middle of March. Mm. So, yes, it's out there, but nothing's happening with it. So all these bills do not have the availability to testify until most of them after March 17th. There are some that we can start as early as March 9th, but that's literally almost a month away.
Yeah.
So we are, as we always have at the California Rifle Pistol Association, prepped, preparing both what we're going to do inside the legislature and also what we're going to do if we're not able to stop in the legislature and have to go to court. So rest assured, everybody, we are fighting this. We're fighting it with everything. We've had a lot of people call in trying to tell us how to do this. We've been doing this for almost 150 years. We've got this.
Yeah.
So let's start with a couple of things that are coming out. There's several bills that they're trying to network together. They're scrambling because they are literally losing across the nation in this state over and over and over again. And so they're just throwing things now. And some good examples of that is they're trying to get some bills passed that say that the moment a firearm is turned into law enforcement, it's destroyed. And the reason they're doing that is because people quit mincing words. This is a gun grab, pure and simple. Mm-hmm. There is no hiding it. And why I say that is because there are several laws that they're proposing that are completely unconstitutional. You're not allowed to amend something the voters put through, but that's not stopping them from trying to do it. And in each of these incidences, you will see the line where it says, well, we're going to take your firearms, have law enforcement take them right away, and then destroy them. Before there's even been a hearing. Before there's been anything. So, yeah, you could win on paper, but once your firearm's been destroyed and torn up and melted...
Nothing to be done.
You're not getting it back.
Where's the reimbursement process for that?
Yeah, so that's what they're going for. And the other side of this is they're trying to do what has been done in many other countries that were not good, and that is a complete registration of every firearm. And a lot of people are like, well, I already bought this firearm, Rick, so they know. Well, no, if you bought before the mid-2016, 15, 16 in that area, they don't know what your long guns are. The only record they have is that you looked at getting a long gun, and you may or may not have picked it up. They didn't keep those records.
Yep.
Now, it's not true of pistols, but long guns it is. So you could have been me and went in and bought 10 Ruger 10-22s for Boy Scouts, or you could have went in and bought 10 of anything else. They have no idea. They don't like not knowing that. Mm-hmm. And so what Portantino came up with was a bill that requires, one, you have to tell them every single firearm you own. There are no exemptions. Doesn't matter if it's an antique. Doesn't matter if it has a serial number. They want to know everything. And then they want to apply a tax on it every year.
Yeah, every year.
So every year you would be paying for it. And the idea is they can raise those taxes.
Of course.
Wow. So the idea is to keep raising the taxes until people turn them in. And you can only turn them in to law enforcement. And
the moment you turn them in, destroyed.
Right. Which means there will be no auctioning, none of that kind of stuff going on.
Wow. So
yeah.
That's so huge because you have millions of, especially California gun owners, who may have owned these. You have your elderly people that have hundreds, perhaps, of guns, and they're looking to tax them on each one of those and have them do registration on that. That just sounds almost impossible, and that's what they're looking to do.
That's the idea.
It just makes us do the impossible.
So when you buy a firearm, as you guys know, and you fill out that 4473, who is it that controls that form?
The feds.
The feds do.
The feds. So the feds say there's between 8.5 and 9 million Californians that own firearms. DOJ can account for about 2.9 million. And so that is their justification, is to find the missing, you know, depending on how you're counting, 5 to 6 million people. So that is their push. That is what they're trying to do. But along with that, you know, they can't just do one stupid thing. Mm-hmm. Now they also want to turn in your FSC, which is your firearm safety certificate, which is what you have to have so you can purchase a new firearm. Well, now what they're saying is if that FSC becomes invalid because, you know, you got it in 5 years and one day later, it's now no longer in play. You have to get a new one. Well, if that expires, you lose your firearms. Because in the name of firearm safety, you now have to have if this was to get passed, you'd have to have an active FSC at all times. And if you didn't have that on your person, and you don't have, firearms could be confiscated. They can be taken because you don't have a valid FSC.
Wow.
Yeah, that they have arbitrarily imposed this $25 fee on and for, okay.
Right. And so again, this is, if you look at when corrupt governments have wanted to destroy a segment of the population, they do it economically by continuing placing taxes, fees, and other things to make it to a point where it becomes cost prohibitive.
Right.
It's classist. It's racist when they do this. It's sexist when they do this. There's a lot of ifs that you can apply to it, but a lot of people are upset, and rightfully so, but we got to turn that upset anger and start pushing it out to the public and saying, look, this is what they're doing.
Into action.
And it's a flat-out illegal action. I mean, this isn't even hiding.
No.
What they're doing.
Okay, so if I may, what is the chance that this passes constitutional muster?
Oh, it won't pass constitutional muster. When this gets into court, it'll get obliterated. The problem is we don't want it to have to go to court, not just because of the economics of that fight, but because then there would be a period of time. I mean,
where
I believe
we'll have to deal with
it.
Yeah,
this,
of course.
But you're still talking, their whole concept is to destroy this. And if it gets passed here, I can just show you across the country
of course.
Where last year's garbage has already spread to 14 other states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If we're already being taxed on being able to get one of these firearm safety cards and they're going to make a moment where you're going to have to reissue or give up your guns again, that we are the head of the snake, and you can definitely see it coming into the other states, and you guys will start being taxed. You guys will start having to carry around cards, even if you already have your CCW or if you have open carry in your state. They're going to start finding ways to take them away little by little.
And you know, now that we're on in Phoenix, mm-hmm. You guys, a lot of folks in Arizona are ex-Californians, and a lot of the badness has spread. I mean, that is California East at this point.
It's become East California.
Yeah,
look at their governor, Katie Hobbs. So, anyway, yeah.
Anyway.
So, yes, it's coming your way. And by the way, you can't overlook the fact that Newsom is, at this point, one of the chief prospects for the Democratic Party's presidential candidacy.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but he's not running.
But he's not running, as every commercial that he makes that you see all the time says.
Of course, you know, Biden didn't run. He barely walked.
He didn't
get
to cut deals either, but you know, that's another story. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, so what we're seeing in all of this, and, you know, it's multiple layers I could go in. There's, you know, they literally dropped more bills in the last 4 days than 3 to 4 states in the Western U.S. do combined for the whole year, which is just crazy. And on a shortened system, they're not going to be able to hear them all. I will tell you right now, 3/4 of these bills have not even been fully read by the people who are going to vote.
We're voting for them, sure.
And so this is going to be one hell of a fight, to be blunt, between now and the middle of the summer when this whole thing winds down towards the end of August. So, yeah, we've got our work cut out for us. We know that. Like I said, we've had the experience of doing this for quite some time, but yeah, there's several of us, including my good friend Sam Paredes, who we just looked at each other and went, unbelievable, yeah, to the extent that they went for it. But
they're doing it with California taxpayer money. They're playing with house money.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And we're fighting back with donations and good wishes.
Rick, is there any updates on any of the other ones, such as the, you know, the ammo bill that got squashed but now is back?
No, I mean, there's no updates on any of the bills because what they've done, and this is what we keep trying to explain to people, so they want to get this out because right now this is what politicians can do. They can release a bill this week, and they can go talk at their fundraisers about it, but the press isn't going to report on any depth of the bill until it goes in to be actually heard and testified on. Mm-hmm. So they pushed them all now, and then they put them on what's called the desk where they will sit till, like I said, the majority of them until the 17th of March, but there's a couple that might roll out the week before. But the majority is going to be there. And, oh, why is that significant? Because that's a 4-day work week before they go to the break.
Oh, wow. Timing is everything.
Right?
Yeah.
None of this is
an
accident.
And so this whole plot that they have put is to give the shortest amount of time for us to respond, which is going to force a lot of these bills to go in, and they're going to be able to use all their hinky little rules to try to get these passed. So, like I said, this is going to be one heck of an ongoing battle up in the Capitol to try to stop this stuff and get it knocked out. Some of it, there's some different things we're going to be able to do. We're not going to talk about on the radio or anything else because those are the tactics we're going to be using. Sure. But, yeah, this is a heck of a fight that we got on our hands.
So many fights.
Well, Rick, we're under 2 minutes and we get a yep, hard break. Listen, at the auction yesterday, I talked to the CRPA guy because we always have a CRPA table.
Oh, yeah.
I think he said that they got more than 10
yeah,
new members and a life
and member. A lifetime.
There. And several people that donated their money. So, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Even you guys in Phoenix, send your money, join the CRPA because they're the only ones fighting this snake, and we need your help. Yeah. So, how do they get a hold of you?
CRPA.org, and if they have a question, reach out to us at contact@CRPA.org, and God bless you, gunslingers, for everything you do.
God bless you, Rick. Thank you so
much. All right,
much.
Rick, we'll talk to you next week, and good luck with everything.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, talk to you later.
And if anyone's with voting coming up, use CRPA's website for your voting decisions.
They have a voting guide.
Use them as a resource, please.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
Like that lead-in I gave you?
I love it.
Nice setup.
All right, we'll be back because we get time.
Yeah, we do.
On our side.
Oh!
Now you always say that you want to be free, but you come right back. I said you were, baby. But you come right back. I told you so many times before. You come right back to me. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Time is on my side. Yes, it is.
We'll be right back. the next day you're down. You got this world with your head to the ground. Cause it's always greener on the other side. They say, don't worry, boys, cause of these things will pay. Whoa, 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 whoa. We made enough mistakes, but you know we got what it takes. Oh, we ain't got nothing.
Man, we better get up. That's
all. Hey.
Welcome back to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
That's us, Jack. All right. Okay, so anyway.
What'd you do yesterday?
Well, we had an auction.
A great big auction.
Yeah, a pretty good sizer.
How many lots?
700 and I think 40.
So you were there, I presume, for 18 hours?
No, no, sir.
How do you guys do that? That's just insane. That's so cool.
Believe it or not, because we had just as many in December, but because we only had that spot for so long, we had to get out.
We were rushing.
Yeah, we zipped through stuff. But with this one, because we had so many high-end guns that went for several thousand. One of our Luger, Krieghoff Lugers, went for $6,000-$7,000.
Yes.
And it started at like 1500. So, I mean, it just took off.
And it was running live.
Yeah.
Like it was rising right there.
Oh,
that's
fun. You know, this is why it's fun to go to those things. That's fun just to watch.
Oh, man.
I mean, what a sweet thing. But
it's really nice as an auctioneer to be able to go. You know, it's like, all right, here we go. 200 now. 2 1/4, 2 1/4, 2 1/4. Yes, no, we got to go. 2 1/4, 2 1/4. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
But with this, it's like, all right, here we go. 2 1/4, 2 1/2, 75. Now 3, 3 1/4, 3 1/2, 75, 4, 4, 4, 5. And it just boom. And it's fun to do it that way. So I kept trying to, you know, goad the audience a little bit. I was like, guys, you're missing a hell of an auction.
Oh, yeah. And thanks for everyone that did show up live, because we had a packed house.
We really did, and a lot of new faces. And, you know, in the beginning, even RJ was a new face.
Yeah.
You know, in the next segment, we'll have you come in and you can explain your – okay, very cool.
Yeah.
We had a lot of new folks, and I think for the first half hour at least, a lot of them were shell-shocked.
Oh, yeah. They, no one expects it.
Yeah, because, you know, lots of people have been to auctions, and, you know, like a cattle auction or a horse auction. I've been to about every kind of auction you can imagine, and they'll bring out the critter, and, you know, the guys go really fast, much faster than I do. I went to auctioneer school up in Bakersfield. I spent a year up there 1 week doing and Ralph Wade was my teacher, who is a multi-world champion auctioneer. This guy, I mean, they broke the mold after Ralph. He is an amazing auctioneer.
The gift.
Yeah, and he does like RFD TV. You'll see him on all kinds of stuff. But what'll happen, they'll bring him out and they'll, you know, they'll do their auctioning bit, you know, all right, here we go, 200, 200, and chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka, and all the stuff that they do, and then it'll be a couple, 2-3 minutes before the next item comes out.
Not here.
With us, it's like, all right, here we go, 200, 2 1/4, 2 1/4, 2 1/4, got a half now, 75, anybody, 3, 3, 3, 3 1/4, 3 1/2, I got 3 1/2, anybody, 75, 75, 75, yes, no, we got to go, all in, all done, sold, next lot.
Gotta go.
Fast, yeah. So,
and you're doing about what, 40 seconds?
Yeah, or less. Sometimes, because let's be honest, sometimes the internet bids stuff so strong. Yeah, for instance, I can tell you for 1,000 years, a Tokarev SVT 40, which you know what it is. Right. This is Russian's World War II semi-auto attempt, kind of at a Garand.
I like the word attempt.
Yeah, and I'm not a big fan of the gun, but there are lots of people, and we used to sell
people
these.
Dig them, obviously, yeah. And they're rare, they're scarce,
and we used to sell them for $799, $800. Mm-hmm. You ready for this? All right, here we go, folks. This is climbing on the internet. Well, as soon as it stops there, we'll open it up. SVT 40
still climbing.
Tokarev, and we got 3,000, got to be 32 1/2. Anybody, 32 1/2, 32 1/2, 32.
Holy.
And that's all the looks I got from the entire audience. Is like, I got 32 1/2. Anybody, yes, no, we got to go. Sold. It was,
dang,
5 seconds, because nobody's going to go over that.
There were crickets for a moment. People were just looking around.
It's like, whoa, there goes a tumbleweed.
Whoever wanted that really wanted that.
They really wanted it, and they really paid for it. And
man,
so,
and we're really excited about those Holland & Hollands that we had.
Yeah, we had quite a few. One of the 8 bores went for $22,500. Yep. And
as you expect.
The other one almost went for 17.
And the other one, the Krieghoff Drelling, which if you remember a few weeks ago, we'd had at the Costa Mesa Gun Show, and somebody offered me $350 for it because he thought it was a coach gun.
Funny guy. Funny guy.
It went for about $5,500, I think. So
he was so close. You
missed it by that much.
Hey, I want to add a personal story here just because it came up on the Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. Mike Wilcox.
Mike, he was there, yeah.
Wanted to let you guys on Gunslingers know you made my dream come true this weekend. Apparently, he got a Ruger Tropical.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, even some of the stuff we brought to the antique show, if anyone saw us out there, we had that Tyrannosaur. That went really good.
Oh, man. Okay.
What'd that go for?
Okay, so this Tyrannosaur, this was a company called A Square, and they built some of these things, and one of them, you can look it up on YouTube. There's a guy, and he's in like Emirates. What's that?
The United UAE Emirates.
Or something. Yeah, United Arab Emirates.
And what he does is he brings people in, and he lets them shoot it once.
And
the gun goes flying, and the guy goes flying, and it's hilarious to watch. Well, we got one of these in, unfired new, and it wasn't going anywhere. Yesterday morning, it was at $1,200, and I'm like,
nice.
And I'm like,
this can't happen.
I'm getting it.
Yeah.
If this goes for $2,000 or less, I got a number.
And invite people you don't like over.
Yeah, yeah. I had a number, and I was all set, and I was going to bid on it. By the time we got to it, it was like 280.
Yeah, it was 281. That's
so
right.
Mid pack.
And it opened at $5,200.
52 ended at $6,250.
Yeah,
was great. It went above estimate. So
yeah, and it went in house, man. Right up front. And what, you remember what I told him? I said, "Hey, if you ever shoot this, I want video.
Film. Yeah. We need this filmed, Mister.
This thing. I mean, this is a gun. It's a bolt action. So every bit of that recoil, you're going to
get
feel.
It all in you, baby.
Yeah, it's a bolt action built off of the old M1917 military rifle.
Enfield rifle.
Yeah, the Enfield patent rifle. And, I mean, 577 Tyrannosaur, that got to tell
it's
you something
like 6,000 foot-pounds of energy.
At least. I mean, this is kind of like holding an old-fashioned cannon to your shoulder and lighting a fuse and waiting.
Be sure to aim.
I talked to Toyin at the antique show,
yeah.
And he helped develop and make those and the ammo, and he said it was the worst decision he's ever made. He said, no, that was a mistake.
Because you can doesn't mean you should.
Absolutely. And
if I recall, the guy that bought another big cow.
Maybe he bought the next one. No, yeah, doesn't show me on there. But
yeah, he bought a couple of high-end big caliber, because we had some.
And I'm glad that went in-house, because to ship that would have been a hell of a time.
Yeah, it's a heavy gun, and you know, obviously he's got a wild tank driving through his right neighborhood.
4th of July at his house, special.
Holy cow.
Rhino.
Yeah, this thing would put down just about anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, a spare Humvee going by, you know. You know, them wild Humvees.
You know,
gather in packs now. And
they're herds. You got to say they're herds.
And they take – why do you think you don't see any VW Bugs anymore?
No.
All the Humvees ate them.
Let me tell you about the time I killed two buffalo with one shot.
Yes.
He could have done anything with that.
Yikes.
So, yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
What was the real standout in your mind?
Well, I was really happy with the Krieghoff Lugers, because we had three of them. One was a re-blue, and it went for over $3,000. And then we had two that were just really clean. One went $6,000 or $7,000, and one went well over $5,000.
Yeah.
And why I'm so happy about this, the man also, he brought us, I think, five Lugers. And the story that came with this, he was probably in his mid-60s, and he had told us that him and his father had been collecting for years and years, and his father had recently passed away, and he didn't want to collect anymore. He just didn't have it in him without his dad, which is a sad story enough. But he said that he had lots more if we did good with these.
Oh, you did good with these.
And, yeah.
What is it about the Krieghoff that makes it special?
Well, it's because it's made
for
by Krieghoff. I mean, Krieghoff
Premier
is,
maker.
Yeah, is a that's kind of the Cadillac of – Lugers. Yeah. I mean, this is the top. I had even my insurance guy called me and asked me to put a bid on that. We probably had 15 sealed bids, and by the time it was able to open, because the internet, once it popped up, the internet went crazy.
Oh yeah,
all the sealed bids were already blown by. So it was great. We had, I think Tim said, 180 sealed bids, and of 180 bids, I think 10 actually got it.
Got them.
And they were stout bids. Those guys.
Obviously, yeah. They knew the value of what they were bidding on.
Yeah. My friend Joe, the vet, he's going to be ecstatic because he couldn't. He's had company for the last 2 weeks, and he couldn't get a chance to look at the catalog. But he is a huge collector of all things. And this is not a rarity, but the Remington Nylon 66. Okay,
those things have gotten crazy popular.
They are unbelievable, and there are so many variations. They come in brown, green, black, and there's semi-autos. There's tube fed, mag fed.
Yep.
There's a lever action. There's a lever action.
I didn't know there was a lever.
We had one in the last auction. There's a lever action in 22 short only. Anyway, he has been a big time collector of these for years and years and years. Back when you could get them for $200. Well, we had one come in unfired new in the original box with the factory scope. And he said,
and what did this go for?
It went for about $850, which, you know, it probably was $29.
I was going to say it was a $30 rifle
at Jemco. Yeah. You know, in the old days.
That's really, really cool though.
It really was. It was a lot of fun. Okay. We're coming up on another break. Okay. Listen, give us a call.
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
One more.
866-870-5752 on the Gunslinger Radio Network.
Yeah, we live for your calls. Give us a call. And we'll be
right back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms, plus skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th. Where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
We're gonna need a hose in here, Kevin.
For me and you.
Oh man, remember this? This was a good time.
Yes. Yes, I love it. Makes people think they can sing, which is good.
Well, you know. Is there ever a time Louis Armstrong comes on that you don't smile?
That is not right. Cool. Absolutely.
He was one of a kind. All right. Hey, listen. This is a live show.
It is.
I mean, we're in San Diego, L.A., and Phoenix right now.
Yes,
and
we are.
Soon to be joined by Sam Bernardino.
In about 15 minutes.
Yeah. Give us a call.
866-870-5752.
Hey, got questions about guns, ammo, paperwork?
Let us know that you're at the auction. Yeah. Tell us what you got.
Favorite
you know,
firearms?
Yeah.
Oh, what you going to do?
How's this? And I brought this up a couple weeks ago. Ladies, you want to have go into a gun shop, but you're afraid to? Give us a call. We'll walk you through it. Guys, we'll tell you what not to wear when you go into a gun shop.
Yes.
Don't wear gun shirts. And please don't wear camo.
You're not hunting for nothing but a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how often guys come in, you know, they got their camo shirt on. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Oh, where'd you go? Whoa.
Yeah. It's so true. You want to come in and talk about your experience? Come
on
in. Okay, wait. This is RJ. He answers the phone with his son, and they were there yesterday.
Live.
And yeah, had a great time.
Yeah, let's get them out of chair. Yeah, guys. Yeah. Oh, so I'll come jump right in here. Thanks. No, Jeff and Jimmy. I went down. You know, I've heard you guys talk about it for the last couple of months.
Now we got chairs for everybody.
So
So we drove down yesterday, got there like noon 30. I think it was on like 200, and we had been eyeballing some things. And but we set up my computer there and, you know, got some lunch and checked out. There's a lot of cool people we met. And I tell you, I was very impressed with your whole operation. I mean, it's, if you haven't been to his gun auction, you got to go. Go check it out. It's worth the drive. And as a matter of fact, we scored a couple goodies.
Yeah, you
did. I got a really great – yeah, thanks. We were – I bought a nice Ruger 22 for my son, you know, and we got it at a real good price. And then there was something else we got. And it's funny, the last departing words from my wife out the door: don't buy a gun. So I said, okay. So we bought two. So
you know what? You're right.
Yeah,
you
did not buy a gun. So, but we were eyeballing a couple other things, and I probably could have got them, but. You know, but it was real. All in all, we got there. We left at 5. Yeah, so we had a really, really good time. So thank you for experience. And I encourage anybody out there that hasn't gone, check it out next time. It's what May 19th.
May 19th is our next one.
We'll be there.
All right,
count on it. All right, guys. But thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Hey, do you have a birthday tomorrow?
Is
your birthday tomorrow? Hey, you got to call in and wish Jimmy happy day before his birthday.
Dave, enjoy the holiday, folks. You guys can all enjoy it.
Can you drink legally now?
Almost. I was just going to say, I've known him since he was, what, like 12?
Yeah,
so
that's almost 10 years.
18 now?
Jeez, I'm getting up there, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Wow,
how time flies,
right?
Not just on this show, but
I remember little Jimmy. There's, you know, my boy Jimmy, and then there was Jimmy James, so we could keep them apart.
Make sure you knew which one was which. Jimmy, yes.
Yeah.
Turn around. Oh, yeah.
How old are you going to be?
41.
No. Oh, my God.
41.
You've known him since he was 8, so you know him when you were 12.
We're that close now, folks.
I'm getting to the point where it's just easier to say, wow, that was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're 41.
That was like a minute ago.
You're almost 20
years.
Jeez.
Yeah, just thinking about it makes me feel a little grayer. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, already on the streams right now. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes.
What the hell is going on with the phones? Give us a call.
Otherwise, we'll talk.
866-870-5752. Come and call. Just sing me a little birthday tune.
We had more calls during the holiday than we have. We've only had, one or two tonight?
You know, this is a three-day weekend. Something which I became abundantly aware of when I left town at 1 o'clock on getaway day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my aching Bob. It was almost a 10-hour drive.
Ugh.
Literally, you stop for gas and you go, you know, if I turned around now.
Yeah. No,
it was that grim.
Been there, done that. I have to do this after, because in 2 weeks we're going to end a trail in Phoenix at the Ben Avery Complex for the Cowboy Action
World Championship,
and I have to leave on Saturday to make sure that I can be here, you know.
And
I don't know what time we're shooting on Saturday. I'm praying it's early, because you shoot in three. There's a morning which I think starts at 8.
7:30. I want to say 7:30, 11, and 1.
Okay, and so. If it were the late crew, we get done at 3, and then I got a 5-hour drive home. I don't get it to 8 o'clock at night. That will suck.
That will. That's going to make it a weird night of sleep.
I've had to actually change posses
so that you could get the better assignment because it's done randomly.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So. And there's always, you know, when you get that 7:30 start, that'll be the morning it snows, baby.
Oh yeah, it's happened. It's happened.
I was making that up.
Couple of years ago, we got everything. We got rain, hail, snow,
all the elements. Yeah.
And then at noon,
it was 107.
Yeah, it was 50-mile-an-hour winds.
How do you dress for like a 75-degree temperature change in one day?
Right.
Yeah,
I guess people in Phoenix know.
They understand already.
All right, let's get to Claudia in L.A. Claudia, what can we do for you?
Oh, hi. I just called in. I was listening in as you guys were saying to not wear camouflage, and I thought it was so funny because I was wearing camouflage today and my Trump hat. But I was just doing errands, trying to get the message for people to vote for Trump, you know, subtly. And it was funny because I was wearing an Eagle American shirt. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I look totally like a Trumpster. So I put on a Slayer hoodie, you know. And so it was funny, but anyways, like just trying to get the message out for people to vote. So, but I also was calling because I'm an advocate of, you know, trying to get women to get, you know, their Second Amendment for, to push them for Second Amendment for women to, you know, get training and all. And I'm actually been volunteering with a couple of groups and, you know, for firearms, especially for women. And I just got a call from the sheriff this week after 2022 for my application. So I wanted to call you guys to tell you about that quickly, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yes. So, yeah, I got the call on Valentine's Day, so I thought that was pretty ironic, you know? And the process of question for, you know, kind of, I mean, I'm just like, gosh, all these questions, you know, just from my Second Amendment, right? But one of them was like, are you employed? And, you know, I was, I'm actually looking for work right now. I didn't tell him that, but I was just like, no. But I said, what does that matter?
That's a fair question.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
One of my questions. Yes. And I was just like, you know, and then I wasn't being a jerk. I was just really like, you know, you think about it. It's like, I'm not a child. You know, I've, and like I said, I've actually trained with, you know, with some officers. We have a monthly range that we go to because they're actually peace officers, so they've invited me, and I've also, like I said, done training for some seminars, and I usually volunteer for that. But like I said, it's like, you know, they don't know my background, but they just like, oh, we just want to know what kind of people we're giving this. I'm like, this is so stupid, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, but yeah, just the questions, it's just like you're trying to, it seems like you're almost being tested, and you know, it's upsetting because, I mean, I'm right in smack center of Los Angeles, and,
oh, yeah.
You know, we've had some incidents, and to be quite honest, I've always had a really good relationship with our local police department here in Hollenbeck, and I've always called them for any issues, but ever since Scott's gone, it's like, you know, I it's kind of like, you know, survival mode, so I had to get training, you know, just because I had neighbors have dealt with people, you know, they've been held up and everything, so... Anyways, but yeah, so it's something like it's important. So just, again, just wanted to share, again, from 2022 that I put in my application for the Sheriff Department right the cusp before they cut it off. So so we'll see how it goes. I submitted more paperwork that they wanted. I mean, I had already submitted plenty. So anyways, just wanted to share.
Well, I appreciate that. And
keep us posted on this.
I was
going
to say, do us a favor and keep us updated on this to let us know how it's going for you. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And I did speak to Sam. He's one of the, you know, persons that was one of the lawsuits for all of this stuff as well, for all the delays and, you know, everything that's happening in California.
Since 2022. But, that's
That's Sam Paradis of Gun Owners of California. We've had him on many times.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Claudia. Right. Take care now.
I'll tell you what. We got three reasonably burly guys here. And I don't know about you, but this is the world we live in. I feel better if I have the option to defend myself. Imagine being a female in that circumstance. And right. I hope we're not mansplaining or talking down, but straight up.
Yeah, I get
right?
it.
Right?
And what Rick was saying earlier, all the different ists they put on you, the racist, the genderist, the sexist, all these things that they need to know about you for no reason and to deny you for those reasons.
Do you know the questions that they ask on a 4473, the federal form? I can't ask if you're renting a house.
Nope.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but the government can ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they can ask
of course.
You. Yeah, they're fascination.
They
with
literally
the race.
Ask you, "Are you Hispanic or not?"
That the fascination
and
with race.
Then they ask you what race you
what
are.
What ethnicity are you, and what race are you?
Yeah, and nobody gets the difference.
No.
Anyway, we got a special call from Eric in Santa Ana. Eric, how are you?
Hey guys, happy birthday, Jimmy! Tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you posted a question on Cowtown on Facebook earlier, and I was wondering if that's the same Ron Nix's Cowtown over there off up the road on Carefree Highway.
That's the place.
That's the one.
We know it. Yes, it is.
I used to shoot with friends of mine from the Dakota Cowboys there in the 90s. When it was still a Hollywood set and they were filming there and he was still alive. I don't know if Ron is still alive or not, but it was a great place to shoot cowboy at.
Yeah, still is,
and it absolutely still is. Yeah. They've you'll be surprised. Actually, you'll be a little bit surprised too. They've got a they've got an entry gate now.
Oh wow!
You got to go past the gate guard and stuff. And I have to tell you, every time I went through there, the young men that were manning that were absolutely the most polite. It was like being in Texas and having somebody, let me get the door for you, sir. Oh. I mean, they were so nice. They were so polite. They were so correct.
Good. Okay, Eric, we got to go. We're coming up on a commercial. Thanks for the call. Jimmy says thanks again.
Thank you again. Yeah, I appreciate it, everyone.
Okay, talk to you later. Okay, when we get back, we'll be on with San Bernardino. What's the station?
That's going to be KTIE.
And that opens up a line at
866-870-5752.
Give us a call. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Network.
And we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. You're listening to the Gunslinger Hour, brought to you from behind the Iron Curtain in Radio Free California.
Okay, listen, we're going to have to get San Bernardino on board because I'm not liking this two intros thing.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's just like deja vu all over again.
Oh, no.
Welcome to the Gunslinger Hour.
Yeah, welcome back.
Where's Richard?
Yeah. Okay, a couple of announcements that we already made in the first hour, but for those of you out in San Bernardino. Okay, first off, those of you in San Bernardino that are just joining us now, go to iHeartRadio and download iHeartRadio on your phone. Anywhere your phone works, you can get iHeartRadio. And then just go to 870 at 7 p.m. like everybody else, and you can listen to us.
You
for
missed
the whole
an
2 hours.
Hour. That's the whole point. You missed an hour. And we did all the really good stuff.
Oh, you should have seen. We had the Beatles here.
It was unbelievable. Yeah,
Elvis came by. You know, we had the world's tallest nun.
Or if you are so apt and you want to see us, not just hear us, go on to our Facebook Live, the Rumble, and YouTube. Just search out Gunslinger Hour Radio or Gunslinger Auctions on YouTube, and you can watch us and listen to us on time, and you get the full show. Don't miss out.
Yeah, and as we said earlier, this is a live show, and we do take phone calls. What's that number, Jimmy?
That's going to be 866-870-5752.
866-870-KRLA. There you go.
There we go. Come on in. Or just join in the chat on any of the streams. Everyone's going off, having a great time on there. So you just jump on in.
It's like
in
a little party on each one of the different little platforms. Oh, yeah. Is there a requirement for calling in? Do you have to pass a test? Or
nope. Just call. You got questions about guns. You got questions about auctions. You got questions about paperwork or, you know, attire you should wear when you go into a gun shop. You know, like I said earlier, ladies, if you got, you know, you're afraid to ask questions, call here because, you know, it's not face-to-face. I'm happy to answer your questions.
Absolutely.
You know, it can be pretty intimidating for a female to walk into a gun shop because it's kind of
it's a bro fest.
Yeah. You know, it's mostly, sausage factory, whatever you want to call it.
And then we understand that a lot of gun shops will treat you as such. They will come in with a bit of bravado.
Unfortunately, remember the old record store thing when you go in and the guy behind the cash register acted like he was the rock star.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of times you can go into firearms establishments and get treated. It's happened to me. Get
what we call a gun store commando.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times some people have never even picked one up other than to hand it to somebody else.
Right.
So, you know, one nice thing about gunslingers, we shoot.
Yes, at number one. And number two, you've been on the other side of the counter.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like over there.
So, yeah, we get it. So now, some other really cool announcements. Again, next week, we have a guest, named Larry Potterfield.
If you've never heard this man's name, you might have interacted with him anyway.
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah. Now, Larry Potterfield is the owner of Midway USA. If anybody has the Outdoor Channel, which every Wednesday night they do Outdoor Channel on the Range, all their shows are firearm related, and he is the driving force behind all of this. So we'll probably hit him up.
Why not? Why not? He has a vested interest in the Second Amendment and firearms.
And you know, one of the things I'd love to see come back is the Cowboys.
Oh, man, that First of all, if you don't promote, you'll lose.
Yeah.
You'll lose the sport. And I would love to see that come back, and he's the kind of guy.
I can't tell you how many people joined because of seeing that show.
Wow.
So I would love to see that come back.
Good positive press, good prospect. And you know what? It is so fun. And if you see it, you go, well, that looks like fun. And if you don't see it, you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Mark and I talk all the time about cowboy action. And guys, if you don't understand it or you don't – give me a call at one of the shops. I'm almost always at Orange these days. Number there is 714-939-1172. Or come by. I'm happy to explain, you know, cowboy action, what it is, what it does. When I first started – I mean, you talk about Rube. It was written right across my forehead. I didn't know anything. I thought you had to be literally dressed as Wyatt Earp, so I was. I showed up at my first match with a giant black hat, a wool vest, pants, and frock coat.
Here in Southern California.
Yes, in Southern California. I showed up at the old Fish Canyon Range on the second Sunday. Yeah, it was called the Silver Queen Mine Regulators match. Yeah. And I showed up on – they had two matches a month, and I showed up on the off day, where it was mostly side match guns, which side match is not the main match, so you shoot things like pocket pistols and derringers and long range stuff. And I'm there with my Tex Shoemaker and Sons drop holster rig. I only have one handgun. I've got my Winchester 94 with the John Wayne loop.
Carried seven.
That holds seven when you need ten, and an absolutely untouched Stoger side-by-side that you needed two people to open, and sometimes a truck and a winch.
Where we all started, man.
Yeah, and it was a miserable time. Those guys were kind of known for not being all that pleasant. That's all I'm going to say. And at the end of the day, the guy that invited me ended up not showing. And so I called him. I said, you
son of a gun.
Yeah.
Throw me into the deep end.
Thanks for that. I'll never do that again. He goes, no. Look, next weekend is the Kodo Cowboys in Norco. And at the time I was living in Chino and it wasn't far. And he said, go there. And I went and I got
– whole different experience.
So lucky. Yeah. I got put on the same group as – Smoke Parnell, Washoe, Coop, JJ, and Candy.
Good bunch of guys.
And these folks, the ones unfortunately that are still with us, are still, and I'm talking, this was 1997, we're still good friends. You know, Ricky's birthday was yesterday, Washoe.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Yeah. Smoke was like my surrogate father. I mean, when Doug passed, I quit shooting for about 3 years. I couldn't do it. I just literally – I could not do it because it tore me up so bad. So, you know, this is the kind of folks that you do meet at
that
a cowboy match.
Absolutely the vibe. Absolutely the vibe. And if guys want to run a match or something like that, we'll have them come up to one of the matches that you and I are shooting at. Yeah. We'll walk you through the ropes.
Absolutely. And the last time you and I shot together, there was a brand-new guy. I think he only had one gun.
Yeah.
And he had I think it was dragon breath ammo. It was like 45 Colt going 1,850 feet a second, you know, with like 400 grain projectile. And I go, no, dude, look, okay. And I hand him five of mine. Now,
let me try this.
Yeah. Mine are 165 grain with 4 grains of, what am I using? I think
Clay's tight group.
Yeah, I think tight group.
All you have to do is make the steel go ding.
Yeah, and I handed him some of these. And after he shot it, he turned around with this look of
big eyes.
Yeah, awe,
Hey, this can be fun.
Yeah.
And as a guy that hasn't been around that whole scene my whole entire, everyone I've met and that you guys introduced me and have introduced themselves to me, the sweetest, most loving people, generous, and just – and this is what a great community. Yeah. I just really
– and again, when I showed up the first time, I only had the one handgun. I had the god-awful rifle and that shotgun. And this was back when we used to shoot 12 stages in a day.
Whoa.
And, I get to the first stage and I told him, well, I got ammo. And, of course, I had my Dillon reloader. So I was reloading to factory spec.
Of course.
250 grain. Was
you don't know better.
6.8 of unique, yep. And I shot the first stage, and somebody had loaned me a second handgun and a second holster so I could shoot it. And here I am with this horrible Ranger model Winchester 94 that literally holds seven rounds. And I had to hand load the three
on the clock.
On the clock. And it's got the big round loop, you know, the John Wayne Chuck.
All the dough parts of Cowboy.
Yeah. And this craggy faced man, just huge shoulders with his giant hat, walks up to me and goes, "Hey, you shoot pretty good, but that gun sucks." I'm like, "Yes, sir." You know, and that was Smoke Parnell.
Smoke, man.
And that was my introduction to him. And we became fast friends. And
good guy.
Yeah.
And, real good
and
guy.
To this day, almost every day I think about Smoke.
You know, I honestly, I remember that match just a couple of weeks when we shot together. And it occurs to me as you're saying this, that there was this kid. And he didn't know what he was doing. He was new, and he was wide-eyed and stuff like that. And you walked him through the ropes the same way that Smoke had for you.
Yeah.
Almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
That's very
now, honestly,
actually, more than 20, circle. Like 27 almost, years ago.
Almost 20 years. Yeah. It's easier for me. It doesn't hurt nearly as bad.
Yeah. So
my arteries aren't nearly as hard when I hit.
So,
that.
Yeah.
That's the whole vibe behind Cowboy Action Shooter. The competition is fun. The shooting is great. And honestly, it's a great training discipline and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the people are great.
Yeah.
You come for the shooting, you stay for the folks.
Yep.
Absolutely true. And so there's that. There's our plug for SAS, even though you don't seem to do much for us. But
hey, you know what? Yeah. It's still a family, right?
Yeah, and a lot of the folks that are on Facebook Live, I know, are
Cowboy Shooters, are Wild Bunch Shooters.
Yeah,
bless
you
all. Thank
you. Yeah, of course, our friend Scott Weedy,
who
needs to start shooting again.
I understand. He almost came to the auction the other day.
Yeah, almost.
Almost came, yeah.
What song is this here? Oh, little Blackbird. All right. I'm not singing that one tonight. Okay, you know what? We got some phone calls lined up. Give us a call at
866-870-5752.
When we get back from the commercial, we'll get to some phone calls. We'll get to some more gun talk. You're listening to Gunslingers.
On the Gunslinger Network.
And we'll be right back.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
Hey, it's Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shop and Auctions. I believe in America, and I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's every American's right to protect themselves and their family. I also believe in gun safety and getting the best possible advice on firearms. So if you want to buy or sell pistols or rifles, ammo, and supplies, GunslingerAuctions.com is the place to go. My staff and I have decades of experience and knowledge. We'll give you great advice on your firearms and informed insights on what firearms to purchase. Plus, Gunslinger's has huge gun auctions several times a year. Our next auction is May 19th, where you can bid on outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. Go to Gunslinger Auctions to learn more or call me at 714-939-1172 for location, hours, directions, videos, past Gunslinger show programs, info on firearms, ammo, and our next big auction on May 19th. Go to GunslingerAuctions.com. That's GunslingerAuctions.com. Once more, Gunslinger Auctions. .com. Such a long intro. I don't think we're going to get any vocals. Don't forget, 20 seconds.
What are you talking about? A good vocal.
No, that was Jim in the bathroom, I think. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, you know, drinking too much will do that to you.
Oh, yeah. Give you a
welcome back to Gunslingers right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
I just love the sound of that.
That does sound
and bad. We got some phone calls to get to. Let's get to our friend Mike in El Segundo. Mike, I can't let you do too long tonight because we got something behind you, but what's going on?
Okay, a few things. I want to talk primarily about the election and voting. A lot of people, including some pretty smart people, they're smart in other things, but they're not smart in elections and how they work. So I want to explain is there are some voters out there who are pro-Second Amendment, but then they've been voting for some of these Democrats who are gun grabbers, anti-gun, and they say, well, they have really nice-looking brochures and literature they send me that, you know, looks like, you know, they're not that much against what I believe in, but they know in advance whether you're a Republican or Democrat. So when they send out mailers, they're going to custom tailor to tell you what you want to hear. That's why the politicians do opinion polls, so they can pair it back to you what you put in the poll. So they can have customized tailored letters, mailers, robocalls, etc. The other thing is, anytime you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for communism, because even if the Democrat seems nice to you, whenever their vote is needed by the party leadership, they will vote what the party leadership wants. Absolutely. They'll all vote in lockstep, and that's what they do on these gun control bills. That's what they do on these child grooming, sexual transgender grooming bills for the schools, and like Assembly Bill 665, for example. So that's something people understand. The Democrat Party has very strict party discipline. If a Democrat legislator does not vote what the party leadership wants, they will be severely punished, and they may be primaried out at the next election. They know they have to toe the line. They have to vote what the party leadership wants, especially if it's a close vote. In California and the state legislature, not even close votes. But the point is, they still vote just straight party line, in lockstep. The Republican Party does not have nearly as much party discipline. We see that in Congress, for example. But the point is, anytime someone votes for a Democrat, they're basically voting to do themselves in and do our country in, because the Democrat Party's been hijacked by socialist and communist Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a little bit of something about this. My father-in-law survived from a communist torture prison in China, and most of the prisoners there ended up dying. They were tortured to death. He was very fortunate. He managed to escape and get back to America. And my mother, she survived horrific things that were done to her by the communists in Russia when she was a five-year-old little girl. They were doing Nazi Dr. Mengele-style experiments on Jewish children. She was one of them, and she had a big scar on her body because of that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, if people believe that will never happen in America, that we'll never have, you know, torture prisons, we'll never have gulags and concentration camps, you got to be kidding.
That's why they want the guns.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the Second Amendment was put there for a really important reason. It's there in the Federalist Papers. I forget which exact number one it is. All you got to do is do an internet search for Federalist Papers militia, and you'll find which Federalist paper it is. And the founders put it there so that the people would have both a deterrent and a protection against government tyranny. They wanted the armed citizenry to be, they'd be far more numerous than any standing army could possibly be. And they don't teach this in schools, obviously. In fact, we have politicians.
Not sure what they're teaching in schools.
From early Democrats saying, oh, we have to ban all these weapons of war. Well, guess what? The founding fathers explicitly wanted us all to have weapons of war. Hmm. And not only that, but even black powder muskets are weapons of war. Knives and swords are weapons of war. The Model 1911, a wonderful pistol, weapon of war. The 38 caliber revolver, weapon of war. I'm just saying, when they say they want to ban weapons of war, only weapons of war, they really want to ban everything, because they want to remove the single greatest obstacle to them having a totalitarian communist dictatorship, so they can steal everything from everybody. If they want, they can enslave and imprison and execute anyone they please and everyone they please.
Oh, wow.
People need to understand that. It's really serious.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Okay, Mike, we got a lot of calls behind you, so appreciate you calling.
Yeah, no problem. You're doing a great show.
Thank you.
And there are some good videos on cowboy shooting I've seen on YouTube. They're not that long either, because it happens really fast.
It does happen really fast.
Okay, Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Keep up the great show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, let's jump over to Larry in Hawaiian Gardens. Larry, what can we do for you?
Hi, folks. How you guys doing?
Good.
Great. Love your show.
Thank you.
So I just have a quick question. I haven't been firing weapons for a long time. My one gun that I have bought so far is a shotgun.
Good first choice.
Benelli M4.
Real good first
choice.
Excellent.
love that one. So I'm looking for a rifle, and I'm wanting to know your opinion on the Ruger made Marlin 1895.
Fantastic.
I'll tell you what. I've handled that in both .44 and .38, .357. Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's the Model 94. The 1895 is the big one.
The 95 is the .45-70 and the .34. I'm terribly sorry, yes. Mm-hmm.
I love them. I've owned them before when they were just Marlin, and I'm sure now that Ruger's got them, they're going to be as good or better.
Yep.
So I would buy one in a heartbeat. I know that we've had one or two come in because they are woefully behind, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I explained that a couple of weeks ago.
That's what I thought.
Well, the problem is that they can't find anybody to work either.
Honestly.
Yeah.
We've had the people at Ruger tell us that.
Yeah.
That's hitting all kinds of industries, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, our workforce has gone to pot. And I mean, like literally.
Yeah.
So they're struggling to keep up with everything. And
But the product the product is outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fantastic. I appreciate your opinion on that. As far as a rifle, is it? I mean, I'm like 150 pounds. Is this thing going to blow my shoulder?
What are you going to do with this?
Yeah, what is it you want to do with this? Is this a hunting gun or?
Target practice, but eventually. I might do some hunting someday.
Well, before you jump into this, let me tell you another Ruger product that will do you much better and is much easier to get and much, much cheaper to shoot. Go get a Ruger Mini Mini 30. Okay.
A Ruger what?
A Ruger Mini 30. This is a semi-automatic.
Ruger Mini 30, okay.
Yeah, Mini 30. It's a semi-automatic in 7.62x39. That ammo is still, relatively cheap. Used to be $1.99 a box. Now it's like $10.99 a box. But still, $45.70 is going to run you about $50 a box.
Very, very, very expensive.
About ammunition.
Yeah. So I would highly recommend that. Go out and shoot that. Have some fun with it. Take it to a range. If you don't understand how it works, get somebody to go with you or get somebody at the range to show you. I think you'll enjoy it. I would say the Mini 14, but the Mini 30, the ammo is less expensive, mm-hmm. and B, I have always been a proponent of 30 cal over 22 cal.
Yep,
just me.
Awesome.
Yeah, but that would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would definitely look that up.
Nice companion to the Benelli.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, Larry.
Alrighty. Hey, thanks, guys.
You bet. Thanks for the call.
Good call.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And that's a good recommendation. I really like the Mini 30.
We got. Let's go to Frank in Costa Mesa. Frank, what can we do for you?
Even.
How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say I had a good time at your auction yesterday. I picked up a rifle I've been hunting for a long, long time.
Love awesome. To hear that. What'd you get?
I
got that Mannlicher Schonauer.
Okay. That was a beauty, wasn't it?
Caliber?
What caliber was it again?
8x56.
Yeah, that's
can't
it.
Buy ammo. Well, hell, you can't even buy brass for it.
I know. But that gun, we talked about this, I think, at the store or on the phone, I think, didn't we? That gun was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, that was it. I've seen other ones around, but nowhere near that kind of shape.
Yeah.
Usually they're pretty well beat up.
That came from that large collection of a lot of those high-end guns all came from one collection.
Manicures.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a beauty.
Butter knife bolt handle?
Yes.
My kid I grew up with, his dad had three of them. I always loved them, but they're hard to find.
And now you're on board.
Anyway, years ago I picked up, helped a guy out, and I picked up a case of Wanda shot shells. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not.
Wanda?
They're translucent plastic. They're made from like 68 to 71.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got 18 boxes of the stuff. It's still got the inspection tag in each box. And I know the collectors out there sell it by the shell, but I don't have the time or inclination to try to deal with that. You guys sell auction off ammo and things like that.
You know, I really don't do. But here's what we do: is we have a couple of different internet stores that we do. You can't do it on. The one that starts with an E, I won't mention names.
Yes.
But there's other ones that we do sell that stuff. So bring it by my Azusa store, and we'll see what we can do for you.
All right. That sounds good.
Okie doke.
Good idea.
Okay.
I'll just bring one box rather than all 18 of them.
18.
Okay, very
see
good.
See how that flies.
Hey, Frank, thanks for the kind words. And
thanks for being there.
Glad you got your Mannlicher, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's what this is about.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
Take care. Okay, that opens up a line. You know, I sent a text. Let's see. Just answered it. I sent a text to Leon, and I'm trying to read his answer. Leon, just give us a call anyway. What the heck? We got a few folks already. Well, when we get back, we're just going to do phone calls for a while. And Leon, give us a call.
866-870-5752.
Yep, very good. You're listening to Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
Damn, I love the sound of that.
That's good.
We'll be back right after this.
It's big, I tell you.
I tell you.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking.
Oh, you sweet thing. Will I what?
will I what?
Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lays and a pretty face. Welcome back, everybody, to Gunslingers, right here on
the Gunslinger Radio Network.
And as promised, we got us a special guest. We had to call him, but there he is, Leon the Motorman. Leon, how are you?
Good evening, you guys. You guys got the best show, and I'm a little jealous.
Oh.
You've got a, you know, you're catching up. You've got a better show than the automotive show that I've had in years.
Oh, please. That's this, we are just a weak imitation.
This humbled legend. Come on.
But you got so much information that's good for everybody, and I really enjoy it. I listen to it, and it's just amazing. And, you know, I've got people calling me all the time, hey, you know, the Gunslingers, I got this question to ask, and a good question. I have a question to ask,
yeah.
Matter of fact. I had a friend of mine call me, and he was at a shooting range, mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't let him use the ammo that was leaded ammo rather than coated with ammo.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite understand the answer to his question. And so that's why I want to pass it on to you. What is actually, because, you know, guns and things, it's almost like cars. Between guns and cars, it's always coming up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some indoor, this was an indoor range, right? Leon?
What's that?
This was an indoor range he was at that wouldn't let him shoot it?
Indoor range. Indoor range.
Yeah, indoor ranges want copper jacketed ammo because the open lead...
Particulate matter, and lead's bad for you.
And, you know, this is California magic that, you know, turns nothings into somethings, and it's baloney and BS, but... This is California, and you have to put up with it. That's really all there
is to
that answer.
There are huge evacuation fans mm-hmm. in any shooting range.
Well, there was an indoor range. I keep my plane at Van Nuys Airport, and there's a range, indoor range, close by him. And he came over and talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
He was questioning him about his ammo. And I says, I don't know. I got to talk to my friend Jeff. You know?
and there's the answer.
Good friend Jeff.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
And I said, I can't call him because he's been so busy with the auction and things of this nature. So I'm calling you tonight to let you know what is going on. I'll pass that on to him. He's probably listening as well.
And as you well know, you've also helped a lot of other people who would have that same question. So thanks for that.
Yeah. Now, Leon, I made mention earlier in the show, if you were listening, that we're going to have you back on soon, one weekend next month, and we'll do the Motorman Gunslinger show again like we did on New Year's Eve.
I'm not missing that one.
I look forward to it. You guys are the best. I look forward to it. I've watched you from start to now, and you're going national and all of this. I'm a little jealous, to be honest with you.
Well, anywhere we go, Leon, we'll take you with us.
Hey, man, we follow.
I appreciate that. God bless you guys. God bless you guys. Great.
Line from online, counting the days before you get back behind the microphone,
I
Leon.
I tell you. I'm going to ask.
I'm working on it now, and I got lots of things going, trying to figure out. The industry's changed, and it's just, and as you know, AM radio has changed.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the whole thing changed. And I've got lots of information about the new cars, electric cars, what's going on, and all that's going on about the auto industry is in a constant change. I mean, more so than I've ever realized. I've been in the auto industry I'm not that old. Let me clarify that.
Almost 20 years.
Day one to this was all computer age.
Yeah.
And you can't work on cars like you used to. Mm-hmm. I was telling someone tonight, I was talking to him, that, you know, I installed, you know, put engines in Oldsmobile engines and Cadillac engines and the old Fords until the Chevy engines came out with the small block. And it goes on and on and on. I don't want to take up your time talking about cars, but you guys just, but it is interesting. And so I've got a lot of things going, but I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way to go, mm-hmm. you know. It's just change, and I love it. I love all my listeners. I get a lot of emails from your show when they hear me on this show, and I love all your listeners, and I love all my listeners. God bless them all. I love them dearly.
All right.
Everyone loves and misses you, Leon, and everyone's pining to get you back on air one way or the other.
And when you do come back on, Leon, I hope you call me in as a guest at least once.
Oh, yeah.
Will do. I look forward to it. Okay. I appreciate you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, and let's get this date in March wrapped up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a done deal.
Very good. Thanks, Leon.
Good,
we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Leon.
God bless.
Talk to you later.
Take care, folks.
Okay. Thank you. The one and only Leon,
the motor man.
We're going to have him on for the whole 2 hours soon.
Legend.
Yep. I mean, for those of you out in the Phoenix area that don't know, I don't know how you don't, but that don't know, Leon is an institution out here in California. We had three. We had Chick Hearn, we had Vin Scully, and we had Leon the Motor Man.
So, 43 years he ran a radio show on automobiles and everything. And boy, if there's something he doesn't know about cars, it's because they haven't invented it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And yes, I used him one time. I broke down on the side of the road listening to his show, literally called the show,
and
he diagnosed and fixed my car
on air.
I love that guy.
I'm embarrassed to say how simple it was, because I was just really upset. It was a 55 Chevy, and I just picked it up. Yeah, my 55 has got a 427 in it, and I had just gotten in, I had just started it, and I drove it down the street, and it died. And I called Leon because he was doing the show, and he said, "JF, you're out of gas." It's like, oh damn!
That sound familiar?
That's good business.
But yeah. The meter was set.
Luckily for me, I was right. Luckily, I was right across the street from a gas station. I went over, got
missed
a gallon
it by.
Of gas. Yeah, missed it by that much. Put some gas in, started right up, and poof, off I went. Anyway, let's get to Ken in Tustin. Ken, what can we do for you?
Hey guys, good show. Jeff, Professor, happy birthday, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Now, I may have misunderstood, but did I hear that if my driver's license expires, they're going to come and take my pickup truck and destroy it?
Oh, man.
Not only
that
ain't
wrong.
But if your neighbor goes out and gets drunk, they're going to take your driver's license away from you.
Yes, yeah. He got drunk.
Yeah.
That's the same
question.
Good logic.
I picked up a little 22 target rifle from this store on La Vida in Orange, and I'm really, really happy with it.
Good. I know that store.
I'm glad to hear it.
it's an older, was it M42 Mossberg?
Okay.
And it's got just it's in great condition. It's got a couple of little nicks in the bluing on the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do about that?
Well, there's a couple of things. Cold blue application is always a way to try.
Mm-hmm.
Birchwood Casey sells cold blue. I think my Azusa store, we carry it, unless California's illegalized it like they did everything else.
Yeah, they tried to, at least.
Another thing I would recommend is take it up to my Azusa store, and my gunsmith up there, Jerry, he doesn't work in the store, but he'll come and pick stuff up, and he has been doing this. Jerry's 90-something years old.
Ooh.
And he's been doing this for 1,000 years, and he can make a gun look like brand new.
He has in the past, man. Yeah.
So those are the two things I would recommend. All right?
Good stuff. Thank you.
You bet, Ken. Thanks for the call, and thanks for the kind words. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get to Sean. We got a whole bunch of calls. We're running out of time. Sean, what can we do for you?
Yes. Greetings to the Gunslingers Network from the desert to the sea.
I like that.
Yeah. I love it.
Us and Jerry Dunphy, you bet. What can we do for you?
Anyway, I'm going to give you a little short one. I want you, on your opinion, what was the best revolvers of World War I and the worst?
Ooh. Well, I'll do the best. I'm going to go with the Smith & Wesson.
Yeah. I would agree with the Smith.
I mean, if it's good enough for Indiana Jones, it's good enough for me.
The Smith, we both like the Smith better than the Colt. They're both good guns. I think the Webley is out of the discussion because it's a break top.
Mm. As far as worst... Webley Fosbury. What this is? Well, the Webley Fosbury was a disaster.
The answer to the question that remains unasked.
Yeah, it's a
semi-automatic
revolver, which makes no sense whatsoever. But they did try and make one, and believe it or not, as crappy a gun as it was, they're worth a small fortune in today's
world. They did not make many of them. Yeah. Scarcity drives value. If you can find one and find ammunition, of course, and keep it clean, it will function.
Ish.
But if you can imagine trying to struggle around in the mud and the dirt and the slime and stuff.
If you see it.
It's a comedy. It really is.
The cylinder of the gun looks wormhole eaten.
It's got these strange lines.
Yeah, and it looks like wormholes.
I never thought about that, but that's what it looks like.
Anyway, Sean, thanks for the call as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Take care. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, let's get to our friend Brent from L.A. Brent, how are you?
Hey, Brent.
Hello, you growing nationally syndicated gunslingers.
Oh, growing boys.
Welcome to the network.
And loving it.
And Jimmy, I wish you a very happy, healthy alcohol, tobacco, and firearm birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brent, so much. Most of those things I've gotten out of my system, but that first one I can probably do well with. For the show, at least.
And also, congratulations on your growing radio syndication. May God help you become the Rush Limbaugh and Leon Kaplan for our God-given Second Amendment rights.
Thank you, sir.
Using our first to give you the second.
You bet.
Yeah, because it's not just a God-given right and obligation for Christians and Jews to defend themselves from vicious criminals, but it is also an act of righteousness for us to protect all innocent and vulnerable family members, friends, and fellow citizens in our lawless state.
Amen.
And though I'm Jewish, I know that Jesus said, if you have no money, sell your cloak to buy a sword. And today, I'm sure he would update his directive to buy an AR, an AK, or a Chicago typewriter.
No kidding. All right, Brent, we're coming up on a hard break. Yeah, 1 minute. As always, thanks for the call, and we'll see you soon.
And thanks for the birthday wish.
Okay, and don't forget, tune in, because we got Leon coming in for a whole 2 hours pretty soon.
Outstanding.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Okay, let's see. Ed, Greg, and Brendan. Brendan, we'll get to you first. I think that's...
Hopefully.
There's going to be a gun show down in San Diego. We'll get him on right after the break to talk about that. And then we'll get to Greg in L.A. and Ed in Riverside. We'll get to you. You're listening to The Gunslingers right here on...
The Gunslinger Radio Network.
Damn, I love the sound of that. We'll be right back.
Life could be so cruel.
Hey, Jeff from Gunslinger's Gun Shops here. If you want to buy, sell, or trade a firearm, come to GunslingerAuctions.com to learn how. We've got fantastic selections on pistols, rifles, high-tech, and military firearms. Plus, skeet, trap, holsters, ammo by the box, reloading supplies, laser sights, and all the extras you need. If you have a gun collection and you'd like to sell for a big profit, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Our staff has decades of experience in appraisals, consignments, antiques, and more, with honesty and unmatched customer service. Our next auction is on May 19th, where you can bid on over 700 outstanding pistols, rifles, art, and collectibles, in person, online, by phone, or with absentee bids. So if you're buying, selling, or trading a firearm or entire collection, go to GunslingerAuctions.com or give me a call, 714-939-1172. To learn more about our huge gun auction May 19th, go to GunslingerAuctions.com. Gunslinger Auctions. That's GunslingerAuctions.com.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
I'm getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. I mean, you can't write songs like that anymore. Just, what happened?
No one's trying anymore.
Right?
Okay. So much angst.
We still got phone calls to get to. Let's get to Brendan in San Diego. Brendan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing well.
It's rocking and rolling, baby. Yeah.
Fun night.
Awesome. So I'm a producer for a gun radio show down here in San Diego. So we've been heavily promoting a gun show that's going to be happening down in San Diego, and I thought I could pass it on to your listeners up here, up in L.A. and out in Phoenix and out in Riverside area.
Absolutely.
Please.
Awesome. So it's going to be March 2nd and March 3rd, and tickets are on sale now. I'm going to be promoting the radio show here because that's where you can get the tickets. It's gunownersradio.com/gunshow. Tickets are $15 each, plus we'll be showing a very special movie if you guys are interested for an extra $25 fee. It's a movie that we cannot promote on TV or on radio, but it's the opposite of Blue Sunset, and it involves Wolverines, if that's a huge fan. Yeah. So make sure you guys get your tickets. You can also sign up to donate blood there, because we'll be having a blood drive down there. If you do happen to purchase extra ticket for the movie night, you will also get a raffle prize to see if you can win a $189 tactical range backpack as well with that. And it's also a symposium as well with a gun show. So there's all sorts of cool topics. We're going to have like an update on significant Second Amendment cases in California, how culture wars influence the gun debate. We're going to have William McNeil, also known as Copper Jacket TV, is going to be there. Patrick Garcia is going to be talking about after a shooting, how to get your CCW, how to raise kids with guns in the house, long-range precision shooting from Wyoming Tactical, flow state dynamics for defensive skill development, and self-defense in the Jewish community as well from Guns and Moses as well is going to be there. So you guys better make sure you get those tickets, because it's going to get sold out pretty quick.
Okay. Real quick, where is it going to be?
It is going to be over at the Legacy Center International down here in San Diego. I can give you an address if you want that too. I'm not sure. But
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, then I now I got to go look for it again because my phone just went off here. Sorry. So the Legacy Center is located at 875 Hotel Circle South, San Diego, California, 92108.
All right, very
March
good.
March 2nd and 3rd.
Stuff. Yep.
That's right, March 2nd and 3rd.
Now, are you going to have the CRPA down there with the table?
I believe so. I know that we're going to also have... we just talked to today in our radio show. We talked to the Libertarian Party, San Diego Libertarian Party. We know they'll have a table for sure. We're also going to have a gun simulator program that's going to be there.
Cool.
American Shooters is going to be down there. So it's going to be a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of fun. So
all right. Very
definitely
good.
Get down there.
Okay. You got a website?
Yep. Again, it's going to be gunownersradio.com/gunshow.
All right, very good. Everybody check that out. Brendan, thanks for the call.
Thanks
and good
call,
good luck with everything. Let us know how it went.
You've got it. All right, have a good night, guys.
Take care now.
Good night. Thanks so much.
Okay, let's get to Ed in Riverside. Ed, how are you?
Well, thanks. How about you?
Another beautiful night.
I bitch, but who'd listen?
The radio network.
Yeah, fair enough. What can we do for you?
Well, this is week two of the show for us in Riverside. We just KTIE just started carrying it last week, and we
Correct.
Didn't get the second hour.
Right.
So anyhow, is there a way to find the whole program?
Yes, there's several actually. The easiest is on your phone, download iHeartRadio. And
okay.
And then you can go right to it, and it never fails. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble, but they seem to, you know, I look in the wrong direction, and YouTube cuts us off.
And,
so.
One of the easiest ways to go on is to go to our actual website, gunslingerauctions.com. All our past episodes are up there, and you can see, I think it's even posted up the day after for this episode. So,
and one last thing, call AM 590 and tell them, hey, you want both hours.
Absolutely.
If people start calling them, tell them.
That's how you get both hours.
You can't hide.
And thanks for the support.
All right.
Well, could I ask a weapons question?
Go ahead.
I guess this is a weapons show. Mm-hmm. And the question is, which do you prefer as a 30 caliber military style rifle, the FAL or the M1A?
Ooh, you're going to get two different answers here, because I'll tell you what, I'm such an FAL fan.
Yeah, you know, I really like the FAL. It depends truly on what I would need to be doing with it, because the FAL with the pistol grip is so handy, to very workable.
Yes,
you know, the M1A, If I'm going to sit down and bench rest and shoot out at several hundred yards, I'm going with the M1A every time. If I'm running, I'd probably go with the FAL.
Yep.
That all makes sense. Dang.
Yeah.
Big FAL fan here.
Yeah, I actually, okay, yeah, the L1A1, I think it's a fantastic gun. Mm-hmm. But, again, I'm not going to bench rest it.
No.
But
they are surprisingly accurate.
They are, but, you know, yeah. You know the M1A. I mean,
yeah.
I've got like 40 of them. Anyway, good enough, Ed?
Yes. Thank you very much.
You bet. Oh, thanks for the call.
Yeah,
make
question.
Sure and tell your friends about the show out there. So, you know, I live in Norco, so I mean, I live in Riverside County, too. So, all righty.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Great. Take care now.
Thanks for the call.
The adjustable gas block. Another real fine feature of the AFL.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah. Let's get to Greg in L.A. Greg, how are you?
Hello. Hello to the hippest, adult kids that I know. They're gunslingers. You guys are great. Enjoy your show every weekend.
Thank
Quick
you.
Question I have. I haven't heard this topic brought up. That is handedness. I happen to be ambidextrous. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just something I discovered I can do, you know, one side or the other. And when it comes to learning how to shoot a gun properly, do you have any idea about in terms of accuracy and comfort with one hand or the other, and what tends to be the predominant orientation most people take when they start shooting a weapon, whether it's a hand pistol gun or a rifle?
It would really be what is your dominant eye?
Absolutely.
Let's see. That's a good question. I really don't know for sure. You know, when you ask me that. So
well, okay. Here's what you do: take all four your two thumbs, your two index fingers, and make a tiny little dot out of them. Put them off into the distance. Find something very small, and I'll do this. I'm doing this on the online, but you find a spot and then bring it back.
And whichever eye it lines up with,
yeah, mm-hmm. whichever eye those fingers go to, that's your dominant eye.
Question on that, but in case I'm wearing prescription lenses, glasses, how does that fit into that?
It won't matter. You'll still go to one or the other.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay, I'll have to try this out and see how it works out. One other quick question.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a combat staff sergeant in World War II,
mm-hmm.
and there are some photos we have in the family where he had a 50 caliber, sidearm. That he used, I guess, for protection and or for, you know, just as part of his ordnance or his weaponry that he carried with him on occasion. I'm wondering, that type of weapon, was there a standard issue that the U.S. Army put out during World War II that you know of?
Probably talking about a 45.
Yeah, a 50 cal, unless your dad was the Hulk. I don't think.
I'm sorry, yeah. I made a mistake.
Yeah.
That's my fault. But a 45, mm-hmm. well, again, back to my question, mm-hmm. was there a standard issue for 45 caliber?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the 1911. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the 1911 A1, made by multiple companies.
Half a dozen makers.
Colt to Ithaca to Singer Sewing Machine. Good luck finding those.
Remington Rand.
Yeah, Rembrandts. Yeah.
We went through a lot. He did bring back one rifle that looks like it was Japanese design weapon that my brother has,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of a keepsake from years and years ago.
That would likely be an Arisaka.
Yep.
All right, then. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to hearing Leon and the rest.
Very
All
good.
Right. Cool.
Thanks for the call. Take care, Greg. Whew. Greg wore me out.
Well, I mean, we went
many,
back
many
to
words,
back to back on
words.
Yeah, we got through all of them. Man, you know, again, folks, the phone calls make the show.
Yes.
So make sure you call us.
Jump in.
We're going to be back next week, same time, same place. All four stations.
You know what's great? That we're already getting calls from our other stations.
From
so
affiliates.
It's great to
yeah,
hear.
So everybody cool. out there in Riverside, start telling your friends and start calling AM 590 and tell them you want 2 hours of Gunslinger.
Yeah, all my neighbors in San Bernardino, you guys start calling in too.
Okay, really quick, there was a question on Facebook, am I still looking for help? What we're looking for are we're looking for some females to do paperwork, and I don't care if that sounds sexist, they're just better at it.
And your considerable experience.
Yeah, I mean, 26 years I've been open, 26 years I've been doing this, and for about four of them, I had men doing it, and we almost got shut down by ATF because of the poor paperwork. I don't do that anymore. And once, I think about 1990, I got my first paperwork female, paperwork lady, whatever you want to call, and Charisse, I think her name was. And then ever since then, their handwriting's always better.
They're very punctilious. And
better.
So is the DOJ.
Detail. Yes. Uh-huh. You ain't kidding.
So you can't afford to.
Yeah, which I think we mentioned we had a DOJ audit a couple weeks ago that, you know, went fine. But, of course, you know, they're persnickety about some of the dumbest stuff. But anyway.
I want to shout out Cowtown.
Absolutely.
Because they put on just one heck of a match. They just put on such
what was the match?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a Wild Bunch match, but they are unaffiliated now, so they allowed movement with firearm. They allowed condition one.
Wow.
And they are moving in the direction of I wish I remember what the name of it was, but they're going to have Wild Bunch with bolt-action rifles.
Quick. Wow. What is condition one?
Condition one. I'm sorry. Condition one is when you have a round in the chamber of a 1911 and the safety engaged.
Okay, there you go.
So you pull out, go to work with that thing by snapping the safety off as you go into the target. Much faster, as fast as any double-action pistol out there.
All right, guys, this has been the Gunslingers right here on the
Gunslinger Radio Network.
Went by fast.
Yeah, it always does. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Give us a call or go to gunslingerauctions.com. We'll see you
guys. Love you guys. Bye. Good night.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.